Let's start with the intro. I'm going to play the two pickup notes and then the four full measures that make up the intro that also include the two pickup notes that will lead us into the first verse. And then I will teach you this section in two measure phrases. So here is the intro. So let's start with the two pickup notes that lead us into this and the first two measures. Here they are again by themselves. We're starting off with this. For the right hand, I'm playing the F above middle C with my first, the G sharp above that with my second, and then the E above that with my fifth. In the left hand, I have E and D, and this is the E right below middle C with my fifth, and the D above that, which is the D right above middle C with my first. So left hand E and D, right hand F, G sharp, and E, these all hit together, the pedal goes down, and that is the sustain pedal. We will follow that with the D that should be right below the right hand's fifth finger with its fourth finger. So that's the D to above middle C. That's the next note, and that gets us the first two pickup notes that lead us into the intro. The next thing we have is this. Now for the right hand, this is A and C, and that's the A above middle C, and I'm trying to get there with my second or third. And then the C above that with my fourth or fifth, whichever is the easiest for you to get to. In the left hand, we have A, E, and C. And this is the A, two below middle C with a fifth, the E above that with a second, and then middle C with the first. If you cannot play all three of those at the same time, you can start with the lowest one, and then after hitting the E with your second finger, pivot on it to reach up with your first finger to play the C. The pedal will smooth all of them together. So you can do that in the left hand if you can't strike all of these together, along with the right hand's A and C. So these all hit together. The pedal goes up and down. And then right hand, I want you to play the G above middle C, which should be under your first or second finger by itself. From here, we go to this. In the right hand, this is the F sharp above middle C with my second or first finger, and the D above that with my fifth. With this, left hand is playing D and C, and that is middle C with the first and the D below that with the fifth. So left hand we have that D and C, right hand we have the F sharp and the D. These hit together, the pedal goes up and down again. Then right hand, I want you to play the C right below that D you just played. So that should be the C above middle C. It strikes by itself. And that gets us through the first measure. The second measure begins with this. Right hand, this is G and B, and that's the G above middle C with your second finger and the B above that with your fourth. With this, left hand is playing G, D, and B. And we are starting on the G two below middle C with our fifth, the D above that with the second, and then the B above that, which should be the B right below middle C with our first. Like before, if you can't strike all of these together, you can roll them and let the pedal smooth it out. But these three notes will play with the right hands G and B. Pedal up and down, and then right hand play the F sharp by itself. This is the F sharp right above middle C. From here, we go to this. Right hand, this is the F above middle C with the first, C above that with the fourth. Left hand, we're playing D and A. That's the D below middle C with our fifth, and the A above that with our second or first, whichever is easiest for you to get to, because regardless, we're going to need to do some interesting fingering for the next chord. So left hand, we have D and A, right hand, F and C, pedal up and down, and then we have this. Right hand, this is the D two above middle C with our fifth. Left hand, this is the G and B that are right below middle C. You can use your first and third, or you can use your second and third. But either way, you have to play the B right below middle C and the G below that with this right hand's D. Pedal up and down. And that gets us through the first two measures of the intro. Now let's take a look at the next two.